This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, welcoming all of you to this edition of Hero of the Week. With me today is Chaplain Major Richard Rittmaster, who is a member of the United States Army National Guard from Minnesota. Chaplain Rittmaster, welcome and thanks for being with us today.
It's good to be with you.
Chaplain, how long have you been with the Guard and why did you decide to become a part of the military?
Well, I've been in the National Guard as a chaplain for 5 years. I had 10 years of active duty time many years ago, and the reason that I was interested in becoming a National Guard chaplain, I was a parish pastor for 15 years, and had done a lot of work with veterans over the years, and was interested in trauma recovery and helping veterans kind of work through stuff in their past, and this came up as an opportunity to actually work with soldiers in a combat zone, and I didn't have to think twice about that, so I signed up, and I've been doing that for about 5 years now.
Now, were you a chaplain when you were in active duty before, sir, or were you just in the Guard or in the regular Army?
Well, I was actually in the Air Force. I was a navigator on KC-135s and C-130s, and that was during the 1980s, so that was a long time ago, and then was a parish pastor for quite a few years, and then, as I say, went into the National Guard.
Well, we thank you for your service in the Air Force those years ago, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you have any family members who served or who are currently serving in the military?
No. My father was a warrant officer in the Army, in the Army Reserves, but that was many years ago. So I'm really the only one in my family that has done that.
All right. Well, we're grateful for your father's service and honor the legacy that he gave to you.
Yes.
Now, I know that some of, forgive me, sir. Now, I know that some of my listeners think that those in the chaplaincy are simply there to conduct religious services for the members of the military, but there is much more to it, isn't there, Chaplain Rittmaster?
Yeah, that is the truth. We do a lot of things. Our mission is to nurture the living, to care for the wounded, and to honor the dead. So we do a lot of counseling, a lot of spiritual support for people of all denominations and religions. Although we provide the specific religious care for members of the denomination of which we are a part, and our responsibility for those who come from other religions is that we provide resources for them so that they can get their religious needs met as well.
Okay. Are there things that you have experienced where the Lord taught you more, perhaps, than what you were trying to give to someone else or help someone else?
I think that has been the case all my life, and I have been grateful for all the ministry I've been allowed to do, and I guess that's been the great joy of being in ministry anyway, is that I learn every time I minister to someone, and they in turn, in a way, minister to me. I think had a new appreciation, I suppose, or awareness of just the complexities of war and the impact that it has on soldiers and family members. Nobody leaves there without some kind of impact, and the vast majority of soldiers come away and they get back to life and they're doing just fine. A certain percentage of them don't, and that's where I think we need to be supportive and helpful, and I think as a Christian community in particular, we can provide a nurturing community for them with that is a really good thing.
Yes, it is very, very important that we support our troops in that way, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, oftentimes people ask me how they can help, and what I tell them is, of course, there's websites that they can go to if they want to help in specific kinds of ways, but it's been my experience with a lot of folks when they come back from deployments that what they really need is a supportive community, and by that I mean good mentors and people that are interested in what they're doing, and for the National Guard and Reserves in particular, when you come back from a deployment, employment is oftentimes a big issue, so helping them find jobs is a great service.
And how can all of us support you, Chaplain Rittmaster, as you continue to serve?
Well, I always appreciate prayers, and I've been very grateful for the prayer warriors in my life over the years. I think, you know, as I say, it's a daunting task for, you know, one person as a chaplain to try and minister to all the needs of soldiers. And I think I have a tremendous respect and rely on parish pastors for that kind of ongoing ministry to soldiers and their families, especially the families when they're on deployments. And I have many stories of communities of faith that do exactly what they need to be doing, which is to engage these families and you know, whether it's, you know, having community dinners or just giving them a hug, that can go a long way. So, like I say, the community support is just a huge, huge piece. And I think sometimes churches do such a good job of that they don't realize how important that is. But that is that's a critical piece.
And as we close today, sir, please tell me from where you draw your motivation and strength each day.
Well, I am deeply grateful that the Lord has given me the grace to be alive and to be interested in working with soldiers. And having had that interest, that I've been allowed to do that is a never-ending mystery and joy to me that I'm grateful for. And just reminds me that, you know, you put it out there, and God blesses it. It's amazing what things can happen.
Chaplain Major Richard Rittmaster of the Minnesota National Guard, it's been good to hear from you today. Good to know that there are people like you there to give the kind of support our troops need every day. God's rich blessings to you and your family, sir. It is our privilege to honor you. Chaplain Rittmaster is our hero of the week.
Well, thank you very much. God blessings to you.
All right, sir. That'll do it. Again, my thanks for your patience. Again, my apologies for a little bit of a technical difficulty there, but very grateful for your time and very, very grateful for the kind of godly support you give our troops.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
And you as well, sir. Bye now.
All right. Take care.